This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA has finalized its Product of USA labeling rule. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Department of Agriculture this week finalized a rule related to voluntary labeling claims of Product of the USA. USDA's final Product of the USDA rule will allow farmers to label meat, poultry, and egg products when they are born, raised, and processed in the United States. R.J. Layer, American Farm Bureau Federation Government Affairs Director, talked about the voluntary label.
USDA, on March 11th, released a final rule on voluntary labeling for Product of the USA or Made in the USA. Essentially, this rule allows for processors that are working with FSIS inspected products to put a voluntary Made in the USA label or Product of the USA label if they can meet all of the claims that it is a Product of the USA for meat, poultry, and egg products.
Layer said Farm Bureau supports the new rule by the USDA.
We believe that this final rule provides a maximum amount of flexibility to our members, but also to those small and mid-sized processors with whom they do business with every day. This allows our members to extract any premium that may come along with that voluntary Product of the USA label that consumers demand.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said they surveyed consumers to see what the label means to them.
We asked them the question, when you see this label, what do you think it means? Well, it means everything was done in the United States. Well, actually, that's not been the case. Then we asked the question, do you place a value on that? I mean, in other words, are you willing to pay a nickel or two more if that is on the list? Well, absolutely. We want to help our farmers. So in order for that value proposition to be respected, in order for there to be fairness and honesty and proper representation in the marketplace, it's important to have rules like this.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.